Yeah, we threw the ball, and I don't know if there was a net or we made a line or something. I can't remember that. And the reason why I remember that, because I don't play tennis, and I can't tell you exactly how they scored. But years ago, I used to know how, whether it was the correct way, I don't know. But we used to score love. I don't know what it was, but we used to score. Just sort of the girls, just the girls. Mm-hmm.
Were there things that your family did together?
You're talking with the parents?
Just with your whole family.
Only thing I can think of, my father used to take us out on picnics together. Oh, and he would, he'd take us for rides. He's proud of having a car. Mm-hmm. I don't remember him taking us to shows or my mother. Well, we used to live at a beach resort, beach city, as I mentioned, and I guess he went to the beach with us, but he never really taught. I don't know how to swim. It's not his fault, because I wasn't afraid of the water. But he was a marvelous swimmer, mm-hmm. and he never taught us how to swim. My older sister said that the way he was going to teach her how to swim, he threw her in the water, and she got scared, and she didn't know how to swim. But maybe after that, he decided not to bother with us, because my brothers learned how. But they did on their own. Mm-hmm. So what? The only thing I can really say we did together, well, he was nice. He took us on picnics and for rides, the family.
Did, you're talking about, was your family very religious?
No, but mm-hmm. they were not Orthodox, but neither were they. It's hard to explain. They observed the holidays. Mm-hmm. And it was just there. It isn't a question, should I, shouldn't. They just observed the holidays. Mm-hmm. And we did too. We didn't always understand it, what we were doing. Mm-hmm. As years went by, I guess my mother, in a way, was narrow as far as all she lived with all her life with Jewish people is. Years went by, even in Revere, you know, she met people that weren't Jewish, and especially her children. Most of her children didn't marry Jewish, mm-hmm. but treated her at first. So she sort of opened up a little bit as far as understanding Gentiles and non-Jewish people. Mm-hmm. But no, I wouldn't say they were Orthodox, because Orthodox is Orthodox. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So did they... You were talking before about getting the house ready on Fridays. Did they observe the Sabbath in a special way?
She lit candles. She didn't go to the synagogue, but she lit candles every Friday night. Mm-hmm. And sadly, though, I don't remember exactly. When my father was home, I don't know whether he drove on Saturday. It seems like he would be the kind of man that would. But, you know, there are some Orthodox people, even probably to this day, they don't even like the stove, the gas stove. They certainly don't dry. Mm-hmm. So that's why there's a lot of reform in the liberal synagogues, you know. Mm-hmm. And then came to Jewish holidays, my mother and father went. It seems like they went, and I don't know how long they stayed. As far as us kids were, we'd go outside, my father would always make sure we had new clothes for the holidays. And more for show off. A lot of it, could we'd go in and walk right out, and the kids would have a lot of fun. The boys would take these long handkerchiefs and they'd twirl it like into a snake and they'd try to snap you. So it seemed like I always associate hanging outside the synagogue, you know, trying to sort of tease the boys into hitting you, pretending that you don't like it, you know, or something. We're just kids. Uh-huh. But the only one that my brothers had to, they were by Mitzvah, you know about that. They had to go to Hebrew school, mm-hmm. and they were confirmed at 13. And I imagine even in those days some girls did, but I never heard of any. Mm-hmm. And but the girls were sort of, they're just girls. The men had to be men, you know, a man, amen. So it seemed like, as far as my family was concerned and relatives, mm-hmm. that they concentrated that the religion, what there was in the family, on the boys. Mm-hmm.
growing up in school, were there any subjects that were your favorites?
Probably not. I wouldn't say there was anything I can think of. Reading, maybe, spelling, but yeah, I like to read, and I thought I was a pretty good speller. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I ever thought about if I have a favorite. I just didn't like school. Uh-huh. But I don't think I had a favorite that I can think of.
Mm-hmm. When you were growing up, did your mother ever talk to you about sex or
No.
Before you had your first period, did she talk to you at all about that?
No, my older sister did.
But I heard
things before from other girls. No, my mother probably never could. When we used to play in the street a lot, you know. Yeah, except when it was freezing, you know, and stuff like that. But there was some big girl. I even remember her name. But her name, you laugh, but her name was Ethel Baltimore. I don't remember anything of that. But I don't know where she is now, of course. But some of the girls, you know, I don't know what they heard. They said, "See what here?" I said, "She's walking funny." I said, "Well, why is she walking funny?" "Well, you know, blood comes down your legs, and they have to put something between your legs, and you walk. You're supposed to walk funny." Mm-hmm. And I don't remember what I said or what comment I made or what I actually thought. I thought something, but I didn't know exactly. But it seemed like you have to expect that, and you have to definitely expect that you're going to walk funny. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when I got my period, I remember, but I can't tell exactly when. My older sister seemed to be there, and I'm pretty sure she wasn't living at home. Maybe she was. But she's the one that told me, she didn't go into much detail either. The thing is, I'm a woman now, and I'm supposed to expect it. But my mother knew about it, of course. But my sister Lily is the one that actually talked to me about it. My mother was embarrassed. But my mother used to cut strips of material for me to use. Mm-hmm. And I imagine as soon as we could, they must have had Kotex then. Mm-hmm. But I started out with strips of material that my mother used to buy, I don't know what she bought it, and then.
Did you have to then take care of those yourself, or did anyone talk to you about that?
I took care of them myself. Uh-huh. My mother never would. I guess I didn't ask her, and I don't know whether I just sort of. I can't explain exactly how I felt. I probably just took for granted that, why press it? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. Or just that's Ma. You know, and that's Ma. Mm-hmm.
How did you? I mean, finally end up learning anything about sex?
Oh, I don't know, through other people. Uh-huh. Through other people.
So yeah. Maybe talking to the girls again that
you met? Yeah, through other people, yeah. Mm-hmm. And my older sister told me a few things, but I don't mean that I didn't know a thing, but I really knew more after I got married. Mm-hmm. I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, when you were in high school and growing up, did you ever think about what your future would be like?
Yes, I did. I just took for granted. I was going to, I took a commercial course, what they called it then. Mm-hmm. I took for granted I'm going to either type or do bookkeeping or shorthand.
Mm-hmm. So did you expect it to go to work?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Uh-huh. You took those courses. Was there in high school? Were there things that you did socially or dating or anything like that?
Well, yeah, but there were a few things. I wasn't very popular in school. I had a group, and I always I actually didn't run around. I didn't really participate in the school's activities. I didn't belong to any clubs, and because I don't know if they had to be asked, but I sure wasn't asked. Mm-hmm. I went to some of the proms, and I didn't have anybody to even ask. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I did date, but not from school. I had two crushes on two boy guys in school, you know. But mm-hmm. they, as far as I was concerned, they were concerned. I wasn't even there. Mm-hmm. But it seemed like But my friends were from school, my girlfriends, and we all sort of dated outside, you know. Actually, we didn't date too much in high school. Towards the end, maybe a couple of dates. But the reason why I didn't actually participate in the social activities, because I guess I wasn't asked. I felt self-conscious. I was self-conscious. I always felt like, well, I was self-conscious, and I guess I wasn't... I wasn't popular at all. I wasn't disliked or hated. I just was I wasn't in the crowd. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I felt it. I felt that, well, so I don't care, you know. Mm-hmm. I felt that.
Did, in the high school you went to, or growing up, did you get to know, I know you're talking about living in neighborhoods that were mainly Jewish neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Were the kids at school both Jewish and Gentile?
Oh, yeah, a lot of Italians. In fact, we once went to, in our senior class, an Italian girl died, sickness, mm-hmm. and the whole class was invited to the funeral. We went to this Catholic church.
Mm-hmm.
There were quite a few. It could be very possible because the school was not in a Jewish area.
Mm-hmm.
Revere at that time, I think, had around 30 or 1,000, maybe a little less, but it was a big little city, if you want to call it that. And we had to walk over a mile, which we really didn't think anything of doing. But the school was not, the high school was not in the Jewish section, was in what they said the Italian section.
Mm-hmm.
So there were an awful lot of, people that weren't even Jewish.
Mm-hmm. Did the Jewish kids tend to stay with each other and the Italians stay with each other, or did they intermix in school?
Well, I never saw that. Very possible. I'm trying to think of some of these groups that I've known. Yeah, they were all Jewish. Well, I would say probably. I couldn't be positive about that.
Because
I don't know. So outside of, like I say, because I didn't participate in the social life, maybe it's socially outside of school they might have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Were any of your close friends Italian?
No. I had an Armenian girlfriend, but I don't think I met her at school. She went to school, but she wasn't in my class. But I don't know. She lived around where we did.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, it seemed like, yes, I would say all my girlfriends were Jewish. That's right. They were all Jewish.
Mm-hmm. Growing up, did you feel in your family, say before your mother was divorced, did it seem that it was that your family would say, I mean, on a range of things, say living comfortably on what your father made, or was it a struggle, or did you have to budget a lot? Or?
Well, it seemed like. When my father's home, because I would never even think about it, it just seemed like there was no struggle.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like my father handled the money, but because we didn't live like wealthy people, because we weren't.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed like my father made a little more money when he became a business agent, more than probably if he stayed as a presser.
Mm-hmm.
So, because like I say, he had a car, in which and we got a radio when the radio first came out. And but I never thought about it. It's very possible. I don't think my father went overboard. I don't know. But when my father was home, left home, I definitely remember the feel of my mother's lack of having money. I definitely, we had to live very carefully. In fact, my older sister says that we starved when we were kids, and I said, I don't remember starving. I said, I know we were poor. My mother gave us good meals as much as she could, but I don't remember. My mother fed us,
mm-hmm.
but I don't remember starving. But I do remember that we couldn't buy this, we couldn't buy that,
mm-hmm.
you know, because she didn't have much money.
Yeah. I was just thinking that you would have been about 13 or so when the Depression. So do you remember the Depression?
Yeah, I remember the Depression, but we were poor, I guess, before. I remember it seemed like my mother had a couple of dollars in the bank, and that was surprising to me, because I think people were, they closed the banks, and then they got so much, so many pennies out of the dollar, something like that, I don't remember. But how I put it, I felt it, and yet I didn't, because we didn't live in a big city where they say that you can see a lot of soup lines and stuff like that. My mother was poor, probably didn't affect her income anymore because she was getting money from my father. He didn't always send a regular, so maybe he gave her less after that. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. I can tell people. I think about it sometimes that I knew there was a depression on, mm-hmm. and I all of a sudden knew about a lot of people going on welfare, for example. Mm-hmm. Some friends of my mother's, she told me about. I knew this woman. And maybe we were poor, but yet I didn't see much difference. Mm-hmm. But I knew there was going, there was one, and but that is one reason why I graduated in 1933, mm-hmm. and the depression was on then. Mm-hmm. Probably 29 is when the stock market collapsed, right? But 33 is when, Roosevelt became president in 32, and things were a little bad. And I never could get a job working in an office. Mm-hmm. And no one actually maybe told me, but I just blame it on the depression, maybe. I worked in a job in got a job in a factory, and even then I couldn't get it on my own. Somebody told me about it.
Mm-hmm. When you were, how old were you when your parents separated?
It just seemed like I was 13 or 14, 12 or 13 or 14, now they say that. Mm-hmm. Because, it might have been 13. When my father, I was around that age. I remember when my father and his brother came, and that was the one he packed, and he told me that he was never coming back this time. And I bawled my eyes out, and it seemed like I was just in high school, and I might have been 13, 14, because soon after we moved back to Revere, and I graduated in Revere, not that same year, but when I graduated 17, 2 months. Mm-hmm. So I might have been 14. Mm-hmm. But it was around, I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. I never forgot that.
Had they been arguing with each other?
Yeah, they argued. He never hit her or anything like that, but there was friction, and I don't know how many years, but there was friction on and off. Mm-hmm. And there was family coming over and talking to my mother and sometimes to him. And sometimes it seemed like, even though we had a lot of companies, sometimes some of the companies seemed like, you know, business talking something. I don't know. I can't remember exactly. It just seemed like there were a lot of discussion, a lot of meetings about Joe and Eva not getting along. And my grandfather was there sometimes. It hit my grandfather. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, how did your mother support all of your actions?
Well, see, my father sent her money. I don't know. And then she wouldn't give him a divorce. Mm-hmm. She told me that. She wouldn't give him a divorce, and he sent her money. And I don't know how much he was supposed to... once it's supposed to be $35 a week, and I know he didn't send me that regular. There was a time when he'd send a money order and care to me. Mm-hmm. For some reason, he didn't want it, or if he wasn't supposed to have it in her name. Then I would just give it to my mother. That was only for $10. Whether she got more, I don't know. When she got the $10, and then later on, then when things were a little bad, and then she did a little work, and she got a job working in some delicatessen, and she'd make salads in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. She knew.
So for those last couple of years of high school, though, it must have been.
Wait a minute. Let's see. When the WPA started, mm-hmm. My mother must have got some kind of aid, because I can't remember the year, but my mother might have got some aid because I was able to go on WPA. What I was doing was sewing.
Mm-hmm.
That was after I got out of high school.
Yeah.
It was a WPA project, I remember. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember maybe my mother got the money or I had to turn it over to my mother. My mother was eligible for it. I don't remember my mother being on welfare, but somehow, what things that I hear, maybe she had to be on something like that. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, that's how I got into sewing. But So I helped my mother that way. Then my brother went into the, when he got out of school, I guess he went into the CC camps. Mm-hmm. And now they have the CC that, in those days, they had a lot of them. They were wonderful. They sent money home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, when you worked, did all of your money go right back?
Well, WPA, I can't remember how that worked, but probably most of it. When I first got a job, when I actually got a job of my own, I was making $12 a week, mm-hmm. and I gave my mother $8, mm-hmm. and the $4 took care of my car fare and what little things that I needed. And those days, see, my father was sending me beautiful clothes. Some of the clothes were more for a dance, but he did send me some real pretty dresses. Through the years, he'd send me a lot of nice clothes. Mm-hmm. So that helped me as far as clothes are concerned. And once in a while, he'd send me a coat, you know. Didn't I had to buy my own shoes. I didn't always have enough the right shoes, you know. Mm-hmm. And, oh, yeah, I remember, even in school, I remember wishing that I could have what the other girls were having. You know, you can tell mm-hmm. that new styles would come out. And even though I had some real pretty clothes at home, they were not suitable for work, you know. Mm-hmm. But I managed.
So you didn't work during high school?
Though, I did, oh, babysitting. I did babysitting. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I did babysitting.
And would you keep the money
from that? Or anything? Well, I remember. I probably gave some to my mother. Mm-hmm. But she didn't want it all, I know. But I gave most of it to my mother. Mm-hmm. But I kept some. I couldn't tell you what. I remember. I know that I didn't mind. And my mother was fair, I think. She needed money. Mm-hmm. So I gave her probably whatever she wanted out of high school. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what you were doing for the WPA?
Why, sewing. Yeah. Yes. I don't want to say yeah. Yes, and we were sewing. You ever see the blue chambray, I think? Shirts? Men's work shirts? Like, I think they call it chambray. Blue. Mm-hmm. It seemed like we worked on a lot of those, that type of men's shirts, and it seemed like we worked on, not Levi's, but that type of denim mm-hmm. pants. Mm-hmm. My first sewing I actually did.
Uh-huh. And then, do you know about how long you worked for them?
I can't tell you how long.
Uh-huh. When did you?
Not long.
But that was paid work and you were able to?
Oh, yeah, that, like I say, it. Whether I got paid on my mother, I can't remember directly.
Mm-hmm. And then when you talked about that you got another job after that was not WPA?
Oh, yeah. That was the only WPA job. I can't remember why, whether... I think I quit the WPA and I think I got... No. You know, I can't remember now whether I worked at WPA. It seemed like I worked at WPA and... I got married when I worked there, and yet I'm not sure. Because mm-hmm. this job that I worked made $12 a week, and I wasn't even married then. I didn't even know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where was it that you worked when you were making $12 a
week? I worked downtown Boston. I worked in a factory where I used to, you ever seen these liquor bottles, liqueurs? Mm-hmm. They have a stamp, a government stamp. So one of my jobs was putting those stamps on, uh-huh. and also some bottle we put labels on. Mm-hmm. Used to put have a board, a certain kind of paste, and we used to put the labels or the stamp on it, and pick it up a certain way where we'd sort of, you know. Mm-hmm. That was $12 a week. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And did, so those are like, was the factory then made the liquor that...
No, they made... It was actually wasn't liquor, it was liqueurs, mm-hmm. cordials. Uh-huh. And I'm pretty sure they made them there. Mm-hmm. And some of the... I wouldn't say it was medication. It might have been, I don't remember exactly, it might have been some of these things that... you know, you hear about, not Geritol. They didn't have Geritol in those days. But some, it seems like they had things like, good for your health, good for this and good for that. You didn't need a prescription.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like they had that time. I remember the cordials and the liquors more than that.